Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering surgical care for the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaneuro.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Students at vocational and technical schools relish the opportunity to get real-world experiences. Very few ever get the chance to contribute to out-of-this-world projects. But that's just what students at the Lebanon County Career and Technology Center and Eric Tanger's Industrial Machine Technology class are doing. They're making parts for NASA in the International Space Station. It's part of a program that pairs high schools with NASA. To tell us more about it today is Eric Tanger, precision machining instructor at the Lebanon County Career and Technology Center. Mr. Tanger, welcome to the program. I want to start off by, what parts are your students making for the International Space Station?
Well, thank you for having me. So what we were given the opportunity to do this year was produce two separate components that will ultimately produce grab handles that will be mounted inside of the space station to allow the astronauts to move, you know, from one area to the next.
So you say two different ones. What are they?
So they are, the handles themselves are made up of about 12 different components. And so we are making two of those components. They actually will hold a spring and some screws together that will allow the handle to be kind of moved in different locations so they can kind of position it where they need it, and then it locks in place and holds against the wall. And so then they could, you know, kind of remove it from the wall and put it somewhere else. So we're just making two of those little components themselves.
And think about this. I'm just talking to the audience about this, but think about it. Those handles are probably pretty important when you're floating around weightless in the space station, having something to grab onto. Specifications. How did you get the specifications? What are they for these handles?
So what's really nice is, obviously, NASA has found that high school students are capable of producing the parts just like the local machine shops in their areas. And so they give us full prints, just like they would one of their subcontractors. We have to hit all those same specifications. Our students are actually going through a training program with the engineers at NASA where they have to take a test and be qualified inspectors to produce these parts so that we can hit all the same tolerances, all the same specifications that their normal contractors do as well.
So they're inspecting as well. What skills do your students need?
So we, they are operating and programming, in this case, CNC mills, vertical milling machines. So they have to be able to write the G-code. They have to be able to set up the machines, put the tools in. And then, of course, they're also creating their own inspection documentation internally so we know we're making good parts, and then we have to measure and produce all of their documentation and supply that to them as well.
What materials are used and where do you get those materials?
So the parts that we're making are made out of an aircraft grade aluminum, and in this particular case, because it is all aerospace, NASA actually supplies us with the material. They have to have their traceability all the way back to where the aluminum was made. So they purchase the material, then they send it into us. As the instructor, I'm actually holding it kind of in a quarantined area so I know it doesn't get intermixed with anything else, to kind of maintain that paper trail.
So how did this partnership with NASA come to be?
So I was very fortunate to know a couple other shops in other states. And those instructors were telling me about the program that they're working on, which was with NASA doing a different component. So I reached out to them, NASA, through their websites, through the HUNCH program, and kind of formed those connections about a year and a half ago. And we've been kind of talking back and forth, and this is the first year that we're able to basically prove that my program or our students are capable of doing so. And hopefully it'll continue to grow year over year, where the students coming into the program will be able to produce these parts. Basically, we become a subcontractor or a contractor for NASA.
So it is something that will continue beyond this year?
The plan is yes. When it was originally kicked off, they weren't exactly sure how long the program was going to work. And that started, I think, about 11 years ago. And so they are seeing that high school students are able to do the job just as well as their contractors. And so they continue to keep the contracts open, or they continue to develop other parts, releasing it off to the shops. My hope is that this will become a year-over-year program for all of the students that come into this.
Possibly making other components and parts?
Very well could be. It depends. I mean, depending on the life cycle, they might phase out and say they don't need handles anymore, and, hey, could you produce something else? What's kind of nice is we get to see some of the prints, and based off of the capability of my machines or the equipment that we're sitting on, maybe the amount of students that I have in a particular year, I can say, yeah, I can produce that many parts, or I could produce this part, and we kind of, you know, fill our needs as we can.
So what do your students think about making parts for the International Space Station? Pretty cool.
So when I was, it is extremely cool. When we originally started talking about it, I was telling kids last year, towards the end of the year, that there's a good chance we'll have this opportunity to make parts for NASA. And they all thought I was kind of kidding. You know, they're a high school student. They're producing these really simple, rudimentary parts. They're learning the skills. And I was like, no, seriously, like, I'm trying to get this to work out. And so this year when they started and I laid down prints that had NASA's logos on and all of their documentation, and now we've had, you know, one meeting with a couple of the engineers and we're getting ready to have another one, it's really put, you know, like rubber where you're, you know, where the road meets. Hmm. And these kids are like, wow, this is really cool.
Is this something they can put on a resume?
This is absolutely something that they can put on a resume. What's really nice for the students is when their components are getting ready to go to space, NASA will come put together a, you know, like a press meeting. They'll bring all the students in. They actually get to sign a component that will be flown to space, and their signatures will be up in space forever, basically, or until the space station comes down.
That is so cool. Eric Tanger, precision machining instructor at the Lebanon County Career and Technology Center. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
WITF's Careers That Work is an ongoing, evolving multimedia initiative highlighting workforce development in South Central Pennsylvania. It is supported by TechLink South Central PA Consortium for Career and Technical Education. Learn more at WITF.org/careers that work.